Maine has a chronic shortage of treatment programs for opiate addiction. Nowhere is this more evident than in rural Maine. In some places, the nearest methadone clinic or Suboxone provider may be a three-hour drive away. But in the western Maine town of Bridgeton, several local doctors have teamed up with a substance abuse and mental health agency to offer intensive outpatient drug treatment in their regular practice. Their combined caseload is now more than 200 strong and growing. Tonight in part two of our series, Recovery in a Small Town, Susan Sharon has a profile of one doctor who says the work has been life-altering, not just for his patients, but for him as well.
It's a busy Thursday afternoon at Bridgeton Internal Medicine, and Dr. Peter Layton is seeing a relatively new patient who's being treated for a 13-year-long addiction to opiates. Nicole, who asked that we not use her last name, says she started using pills that she got from friends in high school, and then she progressed to heroin.
Are you having any significant craving for opiates?
Nope.
Your current dose of Suboxone?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. I like how we do it. Like I do my morning dose, see you, then you give me my afternoon. I like it that way.
Yeah.
A few months ago, Nicole says she realized she needed help. She's 28 years old and has two kids under the age of six.
It was time. I was sick of it. Sick of the chase, sick of getting up. I wanted to get better for my kids. I didn't want them to see me like that.
Nicole decided not to go to a methadone clinic about 40 minutes away or to an out-of-state rehab, but to try Suboxone in combination with mandatory intensive outpatient therapy. So far, she says she's doing well. Dr. Layton, whose specialty is internal medicine, was trained and certified to prescribe Suboxone 2 years ago. He's now devoting 2 days a week of his practice to treating patients like Nicole.
Addiction was a part of my family story. I won't get into the details there, but I know how heartbreaking it is for family members. So I felt it in my heart, felt it almost as a calling, and almost as a responsibility, really, as a healer and as a doctor for my community to take part in providing this treatment for people who are addicted to opiates.
Until a few years ago, Dr. Layton says he had no idea how heroin was ravaging his community. Now he's a member of the Greater Bridgeton Substance Abuse Coalition, a task force that's working to identify drug prevention strategies, reduce the stigma of addiction, and expand access to treatment. At a recent meeting, Layton told the panel that treatment should include two key elements.
I would argue that medication-assisted treatment is really the standard of care now for opiate abuse in combination with psychosocial support.
Dr. Layton says he's become a huge fan of this model. In just 2 years, he's watched patients turn their lives around, go back to work, reconnect with their families, and dramatically reduce their risk of dying from an overdose. He says one of his patients has lost 14 friends to overdose in Maine since the beginning of the year.
My Suboxone practice is the most gratifying part of my career. I've shed tears on my patients. I've seen absolute miracles happen. And there's not many times in our careers where we can be a witness to that and be with a person who's going through a really, really hard time in their life. They're at the rock bottom, and I say, hey, take your medicine. We're going to help you through this. And if they're willing to do the work, the miracle happens.
The hardest part, I think, for us sometimes is that we have to wait to get them in. They have to be enrolled in counseling.
Sasha Gagne, Layton's medical assistant, is also a member of the Substance Abuse Task Force in Bridgeton. Gagne says most patients do get into treatment, but timing is critical.
These people are living hour to hour just trying to get through, just trying to get by. And we get the most devastating phone calls from parents, friends, loved ones. Please, please, please get my so-and-so in. They need help. And it's like, it's a race to get them in before they get to that point where they just give up again and they start using.
Dr. Layton says he makes it a point to get to know each of his 80 or so Suboxone patients, and sometimes their kids. One of his first patients was a 32-year-old woman with two young sons who were very protective of her. She'd had some difficult struggles in her personal life. And Layton says she'd often draw elaborate profiles of people on the paper covering his exam room table while she waited for him. Last fall, she dropped out of treatment. And then, last week, Dr. Layton learned she'd overdosed and died. It was his first such loss.
You know, I'll never get used to that. Ever. Ever. You know, it just makes me... It makes me even that much more committed to keep on doing what I'm doing because it works. And I tell my patients all the time, you cannot leave this program. You can't, because
you'll die. Not necessarily just physically dying, you know, but emotionally dead. They're dead. They're dead to their kids. They're dead to life.
Layton says he's frustrated that the state has not expanded Medicaid to allow more people to access medication-assisted treatment. Lack of insurance is a huge problem for people, he says, as is transportation, especially in rural Maine. And he says the shortage of doctors who prescribe Suboxone has become a barrier. The federal government is considering a proposal to lift a 100-patient limit for Suboxone providers, and Layton has already pledged to take on as many more patients as allowed.
So I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay.
We're good.
Tomorrow, we'll look at why some primary care doctors in Bridgeton were initially reluctant to provide treatment for addiction and why they have since changed their minds. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.